Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Another night, another drawing, no winner again. The Mega Millions jackpot has risen to $965 million.
Chump change.
After now, no one matched all 6 numbers last night.
Now, Dana, you mentioned how you bought a Powerball. Was that an accident?
I bought another ticket today because if no one won last night, what you're telling me is there's a chance.
I think you might have bought for the wrong lottery.
You said you bought Powerball?
I think I said I want a Powerball. Yeah, this is the Mega Millions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
well, the
good.
Powerball's up to like 500
I know.
Million
Do you know why
anyway.
That's good? When everyone's attention is over here at Mega Millions,
mm-hmm. yeah.
the people in charge in the universe of the fancy numbers think, now look, nobody's buying the Powerball.
Yeah.
So that it heightens my chance.
Do you believe the crap that just fell out of your mouth?
Do you know what governs this? Math?
Yeah.
Math don't care.
Math.
Yeah.
Lots of math.
Math be mathin'.
It's true.
It stay mathin' every day.
That is
math
true.
Math be mathin' and it stay mathin'.
The odds is the odds is the odds.
Mm-hmm.
But I like your confidence and your thought process. You know, there is a theory that you can manifest winning the Powerball. Some lady claimed that she did it.
Well, we do know historically there are a handful of people that have won more than once. That is always very intriguing to me.
Well, one of them was a mafia boss. And
right, well, outside of that guy.
Okay. It's like he won the Powerball like 3 times, if I remember correctly. He didn't actually win it.
Some Epstein emails were released. Moving on.
Yep.
9-1-3-5-8-6-7-7-8.
No, you put it in the stack. I just saw the headline. Some Epstein emails were released today. If you're interested, go to NBCNews.com. We're moving on.
I thought you were going to want to talk about it. You've been obsessed with this story.
I think these emails are damning.
I think there needs to be more information.
Yeah, there's not enough.
They're very vague.
There will be a vote tonight. I think tonight, maybe tomorrow, regarding releasing the Epstein files. Now, keep in mind, this would be a House vote only. That does not mean, let's be very clear, that would not mean that the Epstein files would be released. It would then have to go to the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they do have the 218 votes. 4 Republicans, among them Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert, are two of the 4. Lauren Boebert, who is, I believe, going through a very nasty divorce right now, was summoned to the White House today to meet with the president, the attorney general, and the director of the FBI. Presumably, that was to get her to switch her vote. She came out earlier this afternoon and said she will not be switching her vote.
Is she going through a divorce because she enjoyed a theater performance?
Yes,
too
that
much?
Is yes, Sam. It was at a movie theater.
All I hear is wah 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 wah.
Then, Dana, actually, I'm going to disagree with you, and I'm a little bit surprised. And I think once you hear what I'm about to say, I think you would change your opinion. The American people have a right, I would argue, to know what is in these files. And I'm not sitting here.
I don't disagree.
I'm not even remotely suggesting that the president of the United States engaged in pedophilia or anything illegal. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that more people than just Prince Andrew and Jeffrey Epstein were involved in the sex trafficking and, let's be honest, rapes.
Well, I think
of young girls and women.
I think what these emails do show is that it was much more than that.
Maybe so.
We can't put that aside, obviously. That is the horrific base of this entire story. But from the emails that I have seen, and I looked at the ones that you talked about, Scott, this isn't about that. This is about something much greater. This is far beyond politics.
The web is spun much wider.
I think this is bigger than politics.
Politics are the puppet. There's a puppet master up there somewhere.
And so here's the thing. How could any member of Congress who has a wife or a daughter or a granddaughter be opposed to the transparency that would be releasing these files?
I don't even think you have to have that in order to see that
to be a decent human being.
You're absolutely right, Dana, and so are you, Dan.
An ounce of morality.
Yeah. Shame, literally shame on any member of the House or of the Senate who votes against releasing these files. What is it that you're trying to hide, and who is it that you're trying to protect? And why? And I guarantee you it's money.
I think it's information. But.
Let's go to Warrensburg. The Warrensburg Police Department says two people are dead and another was hurt after a domestic disturbance escalated to gunshots today. It happened this morning, okay? 7:20 a.m. Police responded to the area on reports of a domestic disturbance. Authorities say a man and woman were involved in the domestic disturbance at an apartment when a bystander attempted to intervene and help her and was shot and killed. The individual has been identified as Tony Barron. As police arrived on the scene, they saw a person with a weapon fleeing the area. That guy then fired shots at the officers. Police did not return fire. Schools went into lockdown and all of those things.
What time was this?
The suspect has been found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A bystander tried to help her and lost his life. And we have had this what if conversation on the air before in a variety of circumstances.
I know.
You all want to be the person that would step in and help. Would you, Scott? Would you?
At my age, probably not. I would definitely call 911, try to create maybe some sort of diversion. But,
you know, as mothers, we want to raise the son that would do the right thing and step in and help.
And lose their life
doing
it.
And then you see this, and even police will tell you, domestic disturbance calls are among the most unpredictable and violent that they are called to.
Yeah.
We know that.
I have no doubt. I would definitely call 911. Whether I would get involved, I'd like to think that I would.
Depends on the situation.
Yeah, of course, and the scenario
and the environment and your own knowledge and skills.
Do I have a gun with me?
And being able to match the force and be prepared and confident to actually participate in doing something. And that's a difficult thing for many people to do. But you want to do something, but maybe you're not actually physically prepared to.
Whiteman Air Force Base, by the way, has released a statement. He happened to be an off-duty airman.
Oh, God. Huh. Warrensburg, believe me, I've been there quite a bit. My daughter, my youngest, goes to school there in Warrensburg. Is not a particularly large town.
No.
It's a small town.
Very small, yeah. You got a college and Taco Bell.
You got a college in the middle of the city. which is it's a decent sized university. I mean, they got a decent football stadium, and I love the school. And Maya's just learned a ton, but there's not a lot there. You know, they got a railroad that runs right through the center of town. They've got a really nice country club down south. It's owned by the university, strangely enough.
But domestic violence, as we know, can occur
anywhere,
in the most rural small towns and the most Tony suburban cities.
The Warrensburg Police Department has released a statement. We commend Mr. Barron for his extraordinary courage. Through his decisive and selfless actions, he not only protected the initial victim, but likely prevented further harm to our community. Mr. Barron's bravery stands as an example of true heroism.
I'm surprised, and maybe it's with respect to him, that they didn't add, however, comma, if you see something like that, it's better to just report it to the police than to interject yourself into that situation. But I don't know what I would do.
It breaks my heart.
You know, I want to think that I would have the courage to say, hey, man, cut it out. Leave her alone. But I don't know if that guy's got a gun or if my getting involved is only going to anger him even more. And then he takes it out on her before I can get involved. I don't know. Cleveland Guardians pitcher Luis Ortiz pleaded not guilty today to charges that he and teammate Emmanuel Clase took bribes to help gamblers win bets placed on pitches that they threw. The 26-year-old starting pitcher appearing in Brooklyn federal court after his initial arrest on Sunday in Boston at the airport.
It's going to be difficult to defend that because there are text messages that say, I'm about to throw a ball into the dirt. Anyone want in? It's the cell phone that's always going to get you.
Yeah, it is. Both are natives of the Dominican Republic, and both have been on paid leave since July when Major League Baseball began investigating what it said was highly unusual in-game betting activity when they, the two of them, Ortiz and Clase, pitched. Weird. Dana Wright, Dan Weinbaum, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Say, man, you got a joint?
No, not on me, man.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. All right.
Very funny.
I played that for a reason.
Why? What's up?
We talked about AI in the first hour. This just broke on the New York Post. 11 Labs, which has been known to hire a number of very, very professional actors, actresses, voice artists to record a bunch of audio or use a bunch of their audio that has already been recorded to turn them into an AI server. So now, the next time that you hear, all right, there's a good chance it won't be Matthew McConaughey. Has signed on with 11 Labs.
No.
For what purpose?
Well, the other person who signed on in this story is Michael Caine. Michael Caine, who's 92 years old, said it's not about replacing voices, but it's about amplifying them, opening the doors for new storytellers everywhere.
Is this one of those, we're not going to be able to beat this, so let's join it?
Not trying to celebrate or replace humanity, but to celebrate it.
Oh, I don't like it.
I mean, look at, what's his face, Randy Travis, who put out a song a couple of years ago that sounds just like Randy Travis, and it's AI.
McConaughey also said that he's investing into the startup and has had a relationship with it for several years, said that the deal will enable him to voice a new newsletter in Spanish.
Yeah.
That sounds worth it, dude.
No, play the song again.
Spanish?
Sam, play the song again if you can.
By the way, that Broken Rust, that AI
Breaking
band,
Rust.
Breaking Rust, they've already got 5 songs out. That's not the only one.
If you missed the top of the show, the AI-generated song Walk My Walk by Breaking Rust is currently at the top of Billboard's country digital song sales chart. It's all computer-generated.
It's fake.
Correct.
There's not a single human being that participated in the recording, musical recording of this song. It's a great song. It's totally fake. Listen to this story. It's become nearly impossible for people to tell the difference between music generated by AI and music created by actual human beings, according to a new study released today. The study from Ipsos asked 9,000 people, okay? Big sampling size, to listen to 2 clips of AI-generated music and 1 of human-made music for the France-based streaming platform Deezer.
You absolutely can't tell.
97%. Could not distinguish between music entirely generated by AI and music that was human created.
Now, one of those reasons is what you hear on the radio is touched up by technology in the studio. Obviously, the music you listen to on Spotify or the radio is enhanced in a music studio, unless you're listening to like a live album like Folsom Prison Blues, right? Like Johnny Cash.
I bet you could AI create that too. A live album.
Billboard has acknowledged that Breaking Rust is an AI act. It is one of 6 songs to chart in the past few months alone. Quoting here. Ultimately, this feels like an experiment to see how far something like this can go. AI artists won't require things that a real human artist will require. And once companies start considering it and looking at bottom lines, I think that is when artists should be rightly concerned about it.
From the text line.
I refuse to listen to AI music. I
used 11 Labs for Casey Kasem. I knew it wasn't really him, but it did make an awesome skeleton DJ for Halloween.
Oh,
now, this
man.
Might be controversial, but what's the point of the music industry and all of the people that participate in it?
To entertain.
To entertain the listener. if you will. And does the listener need to be concerned with who and how the music that they are listening to is created?
If I go into the Nelson Adkins, I want to look at pictures that were painted by human beings, somebody who can do something that I cannot. They have a talent that I do not. Hence, I'm not only entertained, okay, I appreciate what I'm looking at.
It's art.
Yeah, it's human-generated art.
This is an art. And keep in mind, people in Hollywood have said this about the fake AI actress that just came out and signed with some agency. Mm-hmm. The AI fake art is created off the backs of real artists. You have to plug in, especially with the actress example, you have to plug in millions of examples of real art for the computer to spit out the fake art. So they are using the artistry of actual humans to then profit off of something that is fake.
For now.
I was going to say, I would disagree with Scott, what you said. I would disagree with you for now, because as it currently sits, it is human-created art. They're just using a different machine, right?
Mm. Oh, really? So
because
like that song, Sam, you don't think they said, okay, we want something that sounds a little like this and a little with a beat like this. That has to come from real stuff.
If I took enough time, I could sit down and create an entire Dana and Parks radio show just solely off of words that you have said in the last 13 years. It would take me a very long time.
But you could do it.
But I could do it. Also, I could take that same audio and plug it into a system that is designed to do it much more quickly. It's still me creating the art. We aren't at the stage yet where AI is just creating the art from nothing. Still, someone had to sit down and type in, I want a deep voice, country twang sounding guy saying, walk my walk and talk my talk. And then they had to create it. So right now it is still human created. And until we take that final step into full AI autonomy, which, by the way, I think behind the scenes we're not that far away, if not already there, it is still human created. It just feels weird because it's not somebody's actual voice.
But when does AI start creating things from other previous AI creations?
It probably already does.
By the way, listen to this, guys. This is from the same story. In January of this year, okay, so just 10 and a half months ago, 1 in 10, this is from France. This story is from France, not from the U.S. 1 in 10 of the tracks that were streamed every single day were completely AI generated. 10% of all songs streamed in France in January of this year were AI generated. As of this month, it's 1 in 3.
Wow.
Well, look at the popular music. No matter the genre, the popular music, look at how it's created and how it has been created over the past 10, 20, 30, 40 years.
Well,
it is created on a computer.
And an argument can be made that this is not the beginning of AI-generated music. For example, one of my favorite albums of all time by a guy you guys have probably never heard of is the album Wild Frontier by Gary Moore, who once played in Thin Lizzy. There is not, on that entire record, released in 1987, and it's a hard rock album, okay? It's called Wild Frontier. There is not a single human being that plays the drums. It is all computer generated.
And that's been happening for a while with percussion, has it not?
Well, and to expand on that, it's not just percussion. Every single hip-hop song made in the last 20 years, there's not a single real instrument.
That's a guy
sitting at a computer going, let's see, ooh, that trumpet sounds really good. I'm going to hit that three times.
And they tap to do the drums, for example. They just tap in like,
and now let's bring in the horns.
And you got to do that for like three stanzas, and then it just repeats itself over and over and over again.
And the same for popular music as well. Let's bring in the strings.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Breaking Rust.
Another fake song. This is another completely AI-generated song.
By the way, the lyrics are not bad. Got a porch full of memories, but the chairs all sit alone. Used to be a fire in this house, but now it just creaks in the bones.
That's good. That's really, really good.
Yeah.
All right. So every once in a while, I find something on Facebook that is actually interesting, useful, informative. Three things here. Number one, we all already knew it. Honey never expires ever.
Correct. It's just sugar.
Bananas are berries. Strawberries are not.
Bananas are berries. Strawberries are not.
That is correct.
Okay.
Because of the location of the seeds.
Okay.
That is correct. All right. This is a, I'm going to set this up first. This is an actual hum. I'm going to hum Back in Black by AC/DC.
Okay.
Okay. This is not a hum. Excuse me. Something's in my throat.
That was a hum, that badly, is a hum. But okay.
Yeah, thank you. This is not a hum.
No, that's not Dana hums.
For it to be a hum, your lips have to be closed?
That is correct.
Huh.
Now, wait. Kay. There's more. This is where you come in.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to keep that. That was a hum.
Mm-hmm. But if I go, uh-huh, not a hum.
That is correct.
Okay.
And I want you to try this. You need to take your glasses off.
Okay.
And you need to keep your mouth closed while we do this exercise.
Closed while we do this exercise. Okay.
It is impossible. Mm-hmm. I did not know this. I tried it when you were out of the room.
Okay.
It is impossible to hum while pinching your nose. Pinch it real hard. Pinch it real hard.
Oh. You know why?
Oh, God, it pops your ears.
You know why?
Why?
Because you have to force air across your vocal cords to hum, and with your mouth closed and your nose closed, there is no outlet for the air. Mm.
It will also blow your eardrums if you do it hard enough.
Well, because there's only one outlet then at that point that the air can go through, which is your ears.
Are you on some Facebook page of bizarre knowledge no one needs to know?
Yes.
It's called danweinbaum.com.
No. The Eiffel Tower grows taller in the summer.
Okay.
I did not know that one.
Humans glow in the dark, but it is too dim to see us.
Humans glow in the dark, but it's too dim to mm-hmm. see us.
Based on the chemistry of a battery, fun fact, humans are basically just a battery.
You will blink 15 to 20 times every minute.
Have you ever worked with someone who blinks more than they should?
Oh, you mean a heavy blinker?
Yes.
What?
I'm just going to tell you, I went to school with someone, Sam.
College or high school?
It was back in high school, and his nickname was Blinky, and I know that that's not very nice. It was an administrator, but Scott, it was like this. Watch me.
Oh, he tick blinked.
I was 16, 17 years old. That's back before I understood like what a tick would be, or I don't necessarily think this was like a Tourette's. He was a serial blinker. He could not stop blinking. And so he would be trying to teach us something about, you know, history or the government or whatever. And you couldn't look at it. It was so distracting. His over blinkiness. Like, you know, you have to do it to clear the dust out of your eyes. You can't just not blink.
Well, there comes a
point. Yeah, it does. There comes a point where it's, let me look this up. Is there a condition for people who blink? What is it called when people blink too much?
While you're looking that up, great one from the text line. What makes the noise when you snap your fingers?
Air.
I'm a good snapper.
It's not the snapping of the fingers. It's the finger hitting the fat below your thumb.
Okay, there's something called blepharospasm, which is a benign condition of the nervous system that causes uncontrollable eyelid spasms.
I can't believe what we're doing.
I know. It's a disease causing rapid and involuntary blinking.
There were at least three people that I went to school with that have like this thing where their eyes would shake back and forth really fast when they got stressed.
Bup.
It's called meth.
No.
We were seven.
Oh, yeah, maybe it wasn't.
It was Catholic school, you know.
Listen to this. Thanks to your automatic nervous system, you don't have to think about blinking to do it. It happens automatically. You can blink on command. In fact, there are three different types of blinking. Yes, please. Here we go.
Normal.
Spontaneous blinking. Number one, this is the most common type. It happens subconsciously like breathing. Number two, voluntary blinking. This is when you blink on purpose. For instance, if you want to blink, you can. You just did it, didn't you?
No, but I want to hum with my nose closed.
Number three, reflex blinking. Corneal reflex. So, this type of blinking happens.
Like if I were to push my hand towards your face.
When something gets too close to your eye, your corneal reflex kicks in. Like if you're caught out in a dust storm or a baseball zips by a few inches from your face, when you sense danger, that is called reflex blinking.
Hmm. And what kind of nervous system is it?
Your autonomic.
Autonomic?
Autonomic.
You said automatic, and I was like, we don't have one of those.
Autonomic nervous system. That is what it's called, Sam. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you know that you blink 13,440 to 16,320 times a day while you're awake?
I believe it.
That's an estimate.
Thank you. I would imagine that there's not a hard set number that everybody blinks every single day. Ooh, I went over my limit.
There is no number that defines too much blinking. Blinking becomes excessive when it hinders your daily routines or quality of life. This guy definitely had that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you know you're the only one who can smell the inside of your nose?
Really?
Well, it would be kind of awkward for somebody to get up close enough to smell the inside of my nose.
The interior of your nostrils smells.
Where did you get that? I mean, that is a Dan Weinbaum completely worthless piece of information.
Hey, tell that to 1639.
Thank you very much. I'm going to remember that tonight. When I go home and he says, what'd you guys talk about today? I'm going to be like, do you know I can't smell your nostrils?
No, you can't smell the inside of his nostrils. You can smell his nostrils if he's got something on the outside.
It's nearly impossible to sneeze with your eyes closed.
Which, by the way, I do.
I believe that.
Or not close your eyes.
Yeah, that is impossible. You cannot keep your eyes open and sneeze. Do you know what else you can't do? You cannot stand up against the wall sideways, like your shoulders up against the wall, and raise your opposing leg. It is impossible to stand with your left shoulder up against a wall. Stand with your left shoulder up against a wall. Your left side of your body is up against a wall.
We're about to test this.
And raise your right leg. You can't do it.
The hell I can't.
No, you cannot. It is impossible to do it.
Does your foot also have to be
against
the wall?
Yes, you've got
to
be completely against the wall, Scott.
Oh, you mean my leg has to be up against the wall,
yes,
too?
Yes, your leg has to be up against the wall.
Well, I can do it, but I'm going to fall.
That's what I said. You can't do it. No one ever listens to me. See, you can't do it.
Because your quads.
Everyone in the car is like, yes, you can. It's a bar trick. No, you can't. You could say, I'm going to bet someone $46 million that you cannot do that.
Well, even if you could at a bar, they're going to be drunk and there's no way they're going to be able to do it
anyway.
You
can't do it sober. It's because our center of gravity is like,
it's because your shoulders are wider than your hips.
No, it's because our center of gravity is in the middle.
Am I right, Sam, or am I right?
It's actually, you're both right.
Thank you, Sam.
It is because your center of gravity is
in the
directly
middle.
Between both of your legs, but if you are positioned in a way that the outside of your foot is directly in line vertically with the outside of your shoulder, you are already off balance before you even try that exercise.
Can you curl your tongue?
Mm. Yes, I can.
You either can or you can't.
Now we've just reduced to the really stupid ones.
No, that's it's genetic, Sam. You either can or you cannot.
That is true. I can turn it sideways, and I can curl.
I thought
curl
it was the clover leaf that was genetic.
No, you can turn it sideways, or you can flip it over. It's all genetic.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're superior in our intelligence because we can do that.
You know,
I actually do.
You know what really impresses me? I'm not kidding. Those people, and they're rare. I think I've only met one person in my life who could do it, who can wave their tongue. Have you ever seen somebody wave their tongue?
They curl it?
Yeah.
Can you move your ears?
Yes, I can.
I can't do that. I think that's genetic, too. I don't know how to do that.
Watch, I'll show you. You ready?
You have to do it without moving your cheeks.
How do you do that?
I activate a muscle right in front of my ears.
I don't know how to activate that muscle.
And I think you can do it because of what you had to go through post-car wreck to teach the right side of your face to smile.
Maybe.
Again.
That's probably true. That is probably true. Look at you moving your ears. That is so weird.
It is pretty weird.
This is truly the Seinfeld of radio.
We're dumb.
We are dumb. 913-586-7798.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt,
danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let me guess, this is AI-generated too?
No, this is a Party Rock anthem by LMFAO.
Yeah. Now I hear it.
But if you think that there was a single instrument used to make this song, you're wrong.
You're probably right. Maybe the keyboards. Maybe.
Got it.
Construction is beginning on hundreds of new apartments in Roland Park. In the works for years, crews are set to start work on The Rocks, a 287-unit project at 48th and Row Parkway. Just east of Road Boulevard near the Aldi, if you're familiar with the area. It's going to have a parking garage, space for a sit-down restaurant. That is something that Roland Park does not have, is a functioning sit-down restaurant.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're all in Mission.
They are. That means a significant new housing option in the small Johnson County city of roughly 6,700 people.
Love Ropo.
Project also includes $500,000 worth of public art. They love their public art in Ropo. Okay, good for them. If you're not familiar with the area, well, if you are familiar with the area, it's right. It would be just across the street from the Price Chopper and the Lowe's. Toyota today said it plans to invest up to $10 billion in its U.S. manufacturing operations over the next 5 years.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Earlier this year, the Japanese automaker also pledged to invest $14 billion in an electric vehicle battery plant in Liberty, North Carolina, which the company says will create an extra 5,100 new jobs. Okay.
I did just get an update on perhaps why the waste of oxygen that is accused of killing that child in Lawrence has not been charged with vehicular manslaughter.
And?
Apparently, the more serious of all charges is the felony that is leaving the scene of an accident that likely caused death. That is the, in the state of Kansas, that is the heightened charge.
That is a more serious
charge? That's what I was told.
Okay. You may be wondering, as Thanksgiving is fast approaching, what are the best places to go for Thanksgiving? Kansas City, by the way, you came in 70th.
Aww.
That is correct.
Like, grandma's is the best place to go.
Well, to go, you know, some people go over Thanksgiving to visit.
Okay. Yeah,
apparently, a nearly 100-year-old tradition of partying on Thanksgiving wasn't enough to bump us up higher than 70. They only looked at 100 cities.
We got the Plaza Lights on Thanksgiving night. That's always kind of cool.
People would travel for that, I'm sure.
All right, where else?
Top five are Scottsdale, Arizona. They're all warm climate.
Yeah.
Number four is Dallas, Texas. Number three is Virginia Beach, Virginia. Number two is Atlanta. Number one is San Antonio. Anchorage, Alaska.
Oh, come on.
Came in at 98th.
I don't look at Thanksgiving as a recreational traveling holiday. Thanksgiving is like you go to where your mom is. But you don't go, let's go to Scottsdale.
I think most people would agree with you, although I have several people that I know that will travel to Thanksgiving for the Macy's Day Parade.
Okay. You do get a built-in four-day holiday.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people who, well, I don't know a lot of people, I would bet that a lot of people, at least regionally, would travel here for the Plaza Lighting Ceremony. Something, by the way, I have never attended in 40 years in this town.
Not even working?
Nope.
Huh.
I have never, ever been on the plaza as they flip the switch.
You should take it in this year.
You should do it once.
Well, here's the thing.
Preferably find someone with a balcony in one of those fancy high-rises. That's the best place to do
it. Why not just go the weekend of Thanksgiving?
Well, because you don't get to see the flip. Well, I guess you could see the flip on if you go and just wait.
The ceremony is what you want to
see. But the ceremony's cool. Isn't this year the Casey current players doing it?
Yep. Several Casey
It's going to be awesome.
Players.
Good. Yep. I love it.
Okay. Last on the list for best places to go for Thanksgiving is Stockton, California. And by the way, here's the criteria.
Okay.
Thanksgiving traditions and celebrations, affordability, safety and accessibility, the giving of thanks. I have no idea what that even means.
I mean, we should be number one.
We're 70th at the giving of thanks.
No, we're just 70th total.
Got it.
And the Thanksgiving weather forecast, hence the top five are all in warm spots.
We do get dinged for that.
We got the news with Daniel Weinbaum coming your way in just a few minutes. Hey, if you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Fourth and final hour coming up in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.